Sunday, August the 23rd, 10th after Trinity. My mother has made friends with a couple called Mr. and Mrs. Ball. They have gone off to Stirling Castle. Mrs. Ball has got a daughter who is a writer. I asked her how her daughter qualified to be one. Mrs. Ball said that her daughter was dropped on her head as a child and has been a bit queer ever since. It is Mrs. Ball's birthday, so they all came back to our log cabin to celebrate. I complained about the noise at 1 a.m, 2 a.m, 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. At 5 a.m. they decided to climb the mountain. I pointed out to them that they were blind drunk, too old, unqualified, unfit and lacking in any survival techniques, had no first aid kit, weren't wearing stout boots and had no compass, map or sustaining hot drinks. My protest fell on deaf ears. They all climbed the mountain, came down and were cooking eggs and bacon by 11:30 a.m. As I write, Mr. and Mrs. Ball are canoeing on the loch. They must be on drugs. Monday, August the 24th. Went to Edinburgh. Saw the castle, the toy museum, the art gallery. Bought a haggis. Came back to log cabin. Read Glen Coe by John Preble. We are going there tomorrow. Tuesday, August the 25th. The massacre of Glen Coe took place on February the 13th, 1692. On February the 14th, John Hill wrote to the Earl of Tweedale, "I have ruined Glen Coe." He was dead right. There's nothing there. Glasgow tomorrow. Wednesday, August the 26th. We drove through Glasgow at 11 a.m. in the morning, yet I counted 27 drunks in 1 mile. All the shops except the DIY shops had grills at the windows. Off licences had rolls of barbed wire and broken glass on their roofs. We had a walk round for a bit. Then my mother nagged Lucas Creep into taking her to the Glasgow Art Gallery. I intended to sit in the car and read Glen Coe, but because of all the drunks staggering around, I reluctantly followed them inside. How glad I am that I did! I might have gone through life without having an important cultural experience. Today, I saw Salvador Dali's painting of the Crucifixion. The real one, not a reproduction. They have hung it at the end of a corridor, so that it changes as you get nearer to it. When you are finally standing up close to it, you feel like a midget. It is absolutely fantastic. Huge, with dead good colours, and Jesus looks like a real bloke. I bought 6 postcards of it from the museum, but of course it is not the same as the real thing. One day, I will take Pandora to see it. Perhaps on our honeymoon. Thursday, August the 27th. Oban today. Bumped into Mr. and Mrs. Swallow, who live in the next street to me. Everyone kept saying, "It's a small world, isn't it?" Mrs. Swallow asked Creep Lucas how his wife was. Lucas told her that his wife had left him for another woman. Then everyone blushed and said what a small world it was and parted company. My mother went mad at Lucas. She said, "Do you have to tell everyone?" And, "How do you think I feel living with a lesbian's estranged husband?" Lucas whined on for a bit, but then my mother started looking like my grandma, so he kept quiet. Friday, August the 28th. Fort William today. Ben Nevis was another disappointment. I couldn't tell where it began or stopped. The other mountains and hills clutter it up. Lucas fell in the burn, Scottish for little river, but unfortunately it was too shallow to drown in. Saturday, August the 29th, full moon. Went for a walk around the loch with Hamish Mancini. He told me that he thinks his mother is heading for her 4th divorce. He is going home tonight. He has got an appointment with his analyst in New York on Monday morning. I have finished my packing and I am waiting for my mother and Creep Lucas to come back from their furtive lovemaking somewhere in the pine forest. We leave at dawn. Sunday, August the 30th, 11th after Trinity. I made Lucas stop for souvenirs at Gretna Green. I bought Pandora a pebble shaped like an otter, Bert a tam o'shanter, the dog a tartan bow for its neck, Grandma a box of tartan fudge, Stick Insect tartan biscuits, Maxwell a tartan sweet dummy. I bought my father a tartan tea towel. I bought myself a tartan scribbling pad. I am determined to become a writer. Here is an extract from My Thoughts on Scotland, written on the M6 at 120 miles per hour. The hallowed mist rolls away, leaving Scotland's majestic peaks revealed in all their majesty. A shape in the translucent sky reveals itself to be an eagle, that majestic bird of prey. Talons clawing, it lands on a loch, rippling the quiet majesty of the turbulent waters. The eagle pauses, only to dip its majestic beak into the aqua before spreading its majestic wings and flying away to its magisterial nest high in the barren, arid, grassless hills. The Highland cattle, majestic horned beast of the glens, lowers its brown-eyed, shaggy-haired, majestic head as it ruminates on the mysteries of Glencoe. There are a couple too many majestics, but I think it reads rather well. I will send it to the BBC when it's finished. Got home at 6 p.m. Too tired to write more.